USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 600 of the nation's physicians sent a letter to President Trump this week calling the coronavirus shutdowns a mass casualty incident with exponentially growing negative health consequences to millions of non-COVID patients. Simone Gold, MD, an emergency medicine specialist in Los Angeles, said that downstream health effects are being massively underestimated and underreported. This is a magnitude of errors. She said suicide hotline phone calls have increased over 600%, and other silent casualties include 150,000 Americans per month who would have had new cancer detected through routine screenings. From missed cancer diagnoses to untreated heart attacks and strokes to the risk of increased suicides, they are alarmed at what appears to be a lack of consideration for the future of health patients. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The White House announced a travel ban with Brazil that will bar anyone from entering the United States who has been in that country for the prior 2 weeks. The ban will go into effect Thursday night, came as a number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths there surged. With more than 22,000 deaths and 347,000 cases, Brazil now ranks second in the world after the United States. The suspension includes several exemptions, including U.S. residents and spouses, siblings, and children of U.S. citizens. The coronavirus pandemic has crippled cities and crushed businesses from coast to coast. It's also costing drug traffickers millions of dollars because their methods of moving money are now compromised. Since the start of the crisis, federal drug agents in major U.S. hubs have seized substantially more illicit cash than usual amid statewide lockdowns that have disrupted the way the cartels do business. Bill Bodner, special agent, said their activities are easier to spot and are more apparent than they were just 3 months ago. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bobbleheads are typically reserved for sports stars and celebrities, but now with the coronavirus, we're paying more attention to the unheralded and unappreciated workers of America. And John Clemens reports.
They're called the Essential Heroes Bobblehead Series, with 35 different selections. Phil Scolaro, the Milwaukee-based National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, tells us about the selection of different professions.
Doctors, nurses, postal workers, delivery drivers, aviation, truck drivers and bus drivers. We do actually have the media in there who've been, you know, keeping people informed. We have both radio, you know, DJ and news radio as one of them. We have reporters, and we also have TV news anchors.
A portion of the sale of the bobbleheads goes to Protect the Heroes campaign. I'm John Clemens.
President Donald Trump plans to be on the Florida coast Wednesday to watch American astronauts blast into orbit from the Kennedy Space Center for the first time in over a decade. It'll be the first time since the space shuttle program ended that U.S. astronauts will launch into space aboard an American rocket from American soil. Also new, a private company, not NASA, is running the show. Elon Musk's SpaceX is the conductor and NASA the customer as businesses begin chauffeuring astronauts to the International Space Station. With the American shuttles no longer in use, the U.S. has had to rely on Russia for rides to the station. Stay updated anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.